Peter, that was a terrific match. I wonder how you feel about ending up with a point when you were in front for quite a while.
Well, it's always disappointing when you think you're on the cusp of winning away matches in Speedway and then end up not doing that. But no, if somebody had offered us a point, you know, before a wheel was turned, we would have taken it, of course.
And you had seven competitive riders, which I suppose as a manager is all you want. They all look like they could win races.
Yeah, they do. You know, everybody chipped in today and just came up one or two points short, you know, in the crucial races. But no, we're happy with the result. But as you say, it's tinged with a fraction of disappointment because, you know, we could perhaps have had one or two more.
I mean, considering Nikolai was such a late booking for you, and I know that you know him very well, but all the same, he came on the last moment and did a pretty good job for you.
Yeah, we had Robert Lambert booked in here, as everyone knows, but he crashed in Sweden last night in the very last race of the meeting there, so I didn't get the call from him till about 11 o'clock UK time to say he got a very bad cut on his finger and he couldn't ride today. So, you know, we were lucky that Nikolai's on the doorstep and he was willing to get his stuff together and get up here for tonight. And I thought, you know, he acquitted himself very well to say he didn't have a lot of time to prepare for it. But, no, as you say, you know, Nikolai's a Wolverhampton club asset. You know, we know him well and he's always happy to help out.
This is a very testing week for you. You've had three meetings already and another difficult one tomorrow. I mean, but there you are still at the top of the league so far and picking up points as you go, so that's all right.
Yeah, it's this is a very frantic period for us with Monday and today and tonight, and then we're at Swindon tomorrow and then at Lakeside a week on Friday, so that's a very challenging series of meetings that we're looking to get something out of all of them. And then we have the comfort of seven home matches in our last nine. So although that doesn't guarantee anything, it's comforting to know that we can, you know, finish off our season with a strong home programme, and hopefully that'll see us into the playoffs comfortably.
What's the plan for, in terms of tomorrow, how are you going to cover Kilmacorpie being absent there?
Scott Nichols is coming tomorrow. But of course we got Peter and Jacob missing, so Nikolai's guesting again and we have rider replacement in the other position. So it'll be a competitive team, you know, and if we can make some starts, then who knows?